Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 351 for Friday, April 15th. I'm Jade Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were about 30 cents stronger to 10 cents per ton weaker in choppy trading on Friday. The May contract was up 30 cents at $480, as losses in the loonie against its U.S. counterpart provided some underlying support to the market. Traders continue to work a weather premium into the market, which advanced prices. But losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil capped gains on Friday. Soy oil was lower in early activity as high global supplies pressured the market. Canola's technical bias is moving to the downside and Malaysian palm oil closed mixed. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were about 2 to 5 cents per bushel stronger in choppy trading on Friday, with the May contract at $9.52 per bushel. Traders are still concerned about Argentina's production as rain has put the country's crops at risk and are adding a weather premium into the market, which is bullish. Market estimates for March's crushing activity in the U.S. are above February's figure, which is bullish as it indicates strong demand. However, increased crushing means an increased amount of soy oil, which could cause spillover pressure in soybeans and limit gains on Friday. Corn prices were stronger in early activity, with the May contract at $3.77, propped up by investor short covering. France's corn seeding is behind last year's pace, which also supported prices. However, weaker export sales and a stronger U.S. dollar limited gains. For wheat, prices were about a quarter of a U.S. cent weaker to half a U.S. cent stronger, with the Chicago May contract at $4.59. Wheat was supported by investor short covering and spillover support from the nearby corn market. However, increased exports from Ukraine added pressure. The country's exports are at their highest level since 2009. France's wheat crop is progressing well, with 92% of crops in good to very good condition. Beneficial rain in the U.S. will support crops, which further capped gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.